David, your thoughts on today's 3-0 win here at the Brandywell?
Immediate reaction, obviously, you know, we wanted to come down and get the 3 points, so that was important. Our performance could and should have been better. But again, taking into account the two games that we played recently, the amount of injuries that we've had, the amount of sort of, you know, you're missing your captain today from the Dundalk game on Monday. So there's been a lot of sort of changes, but I think on my side there's been a lot of pluses too. Caseman coming back in, getting minutes, and Josh Robinson getting 90 minutes on Monday night. So Charlie Allen coming on today. I think we were deserved winners. We weren't at our best. Institute have improved certainly since the first time we played them, the first game of the season. So you know, pleased with 3 points overall.
It was always a banana skin this game, wasn't it? Because, you know, they've got 3-1 each draws against decent sides in the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. New manager comes in and he's added a little bit of steel and a wee bit of confidence, extra confidence to, you know, the Institute side. So coming down here, I seen the result. They drew with the Glens last week. They drew with Crews the week before. So, you know, they've been in improved form. So coming down here, our main objective was to get the 3 points. We've done that. We got 3 goals and kept the clean sheet. So can't be too disappointed, aren't we?
And the clean sheet was helped by 3 wonder saves by our keeper here today.
Yeah, and again, I applauded him at the end of the game for the saves that he did make. Maybe at fault, maybe 1 or 2. He probably could have done a little bit better against Dundalk. But again, Rowan's been he's been a big player for us since he's come. And the saves that he made today, they were, it wasn't last minute or first minute. You know, they were real important times when the tide of the game, or you know, could have changed and could have turned. So they're important saves. So credit to Rowan today.
Niall Quinn, that looked like a nasty knock for him too. How's he looking?
He's in a boot at the minute, and crutches, probably go for an x-ray. So I think it was a fair challenge. It was a heavy challenge, probably one that sometimes in this league sometimes goes unpenalised, which is disappointing. But again, I can't be too disappointed. Niall's he's in there now. He'll get the x-ray and then we'll assess where Niall is during the week.
But with a lengthy injury list as it is, it's the last thing you need is more to join that list.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, we talk about some of the players that we have missed. You know, your Cairns's and your Jordan Stewart's, your Hawkeys, your Robinson's, Caseman's out for a while, Lavery's away, Cooper missed last week. So just got to get on with it, Andy. We've got a decent enough squad there. A young bench again today with people like Charlie Allen, Daniel Reynolds, Shevlin, Adam Carroll, along with Alex Moore. Gareth Dean was missing today, so that's also pleasing when you see some of the young lads in and around the first team squad.
A couple of days break and then we go again Friday night, Glenavon away.
A couple of days break maybe for you, Andy. Be hard at it. We'll be preparing for the Glenavon game Friday. Again, Glenavon's form hasn't been great, but we always find it tough down at Mournview. They beat us twice down there recently, so we look forward to the challenge. And I say, hopefully we maybe have 1 or 2. Hopefully we get good news firstly about Quinny, that he's not going to miss too long, and maybe 1 or 2 of the other boys who still catching up in minutes, but maybe play for the Swifts during the week and keep adding to the, you know, the already tight knit squad that we have at the minute.
Well done today, and all the best for Friday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.